In Wisconsin, only 35% of children are proficient readers by fourth grade. Many of the kids who are not proficient struggle because of dyslexia. It's a common disorder that inhibits a person's ability to connect written text to spoken language. Some state lawmakers are proposing measures they say could help kids who have the disorder. The legislation is based on the work of a study committee formed by lawmakers last summer. But division reminiscent of the reading wars hung over that committee from the beginning, preventing bold changes that dyslexia advocates called for. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Jacqueline and Devin Gatton didn't know their oldest son, Aiden, had dyslexia until last year when he was 11 years old. Here's Jacqueline.
He's really quiet, and so he kind of fell in the cracks.
The Gattons say after they understood the problem, they soon realized one of their other sons also had dyslexia. They say they wish the boys' school had figured out what was going on sooner.
A lot of times before, when they would say, well, they're just not doing the work, I would feel they're being lazy. And I feel awful because, they weren't being lazy at all. They were actually working probably 10 times harder than somebody that does not have dyslexia.
The Gattons are now paying for private tutoring. They say it's expensive, but they saw reading improvements within months. Here's Aiden, who's now 13.
It helped me a lot, because now in stories with complicated words or advanced stories, I can understand the story more clearly if it uses very hard to define words.
Dyslexia advocates say it's all too common for children to be diagnosed years into their education and for families to be forced to look outside of the traditional school system for help. Barbara Felix leads a dyslexia tutoring center in Elm Grove.
Families are spending above and beyond their educational budget to see that their student receives services towards remediation.
Felix testified before a legislative study committee on dyslexia last August on behalf of the parent advocacy group Decoding Dyslexia. Parents of dyslexic children are becoming more active across the country, pushing schools to be more aggressive about screening for and recognizing dyslexia. Decoding Dyslexia wants teachers to be trained in and schools to implement stronger instruction in phonics, that is, teaching children how letters translate into sounds. Overwhelming scientific research shows that explicit, systematic phonics instruction helps all students learn to read, especially those with dyslexia. But the question of how best to teach a child to read has a lot of baggage. It goes back to the decades-old reading wars.
That was the elephant in the room, and it loomed large at times.
That's Republican Representative Bob Culp, who chaired the Wisconsin Dyslexia Study Committee. The reading wars debate is often boiled down to phonics versus whole language. Whole language emphasizes meaning and comprehension over sound recognition. Deborah Zarling warns against too much focus on phonics. She's the literacy coordinator with the Oshkosh School District and a member of the Wisconsin State Reading Association.
Instruction in phonics needs to be part of a broader curriculum that includes reading for meaning.
Representative Culp, who chaired the committee, said the debate made it difficult to come to consensus on solutions. In the end, members agreed on two bills. One calls for the creation of a dyslexia guidebook for school districts, parents, and teachers. The other bill would create a dyslexia specialist position at the State Department of Public Instruction. Culp says he hopes the measures are just a first step toward more discussion about how Wisconsin should address dyslexia.
I think we are moving the needle in the right direction. I think there's more work that is left to be done.
Leaders of the Decoding Dyslexia group support the legislation, but they say they're concerned that without stronger action, children with dyslexia will continue to be left behind in the classroom. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.